Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on, give God some praise today. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Be glad to be here today. Stand to your feet as we usher the Holy Spirit in this morning. Amen. God has been so merciful that he kept us all week long. Amen. Now we can come and say thank you by giving him praise and giving him worship. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. Why son of this thou art calling, Savior, do not pass me by. Can we call him? Savior, Savior, please hear my humble cry. Oh, why on earth dost thou art calling, Savior, do not pass me by. Every now and then I say this, let me at the throne of mercy. You know why? A sweet relief every day, kneeling there in deep contrition. Please, Lord, help my unbelief. And I just have to call on him. Blessed Savior, Savior, Lord, hear my humble cry. Oh, why is another thou art calling? Yes, Savior, do not pass me by. Can I call it one more time? Oh, blessed Savior, dear Lord, Savior, just please hear my humble cry. Oh, why the love thou art calling, Savior, do not pass me. Can I do it just one more time? Savior, oh yeah, blessed Savior, please, Lord, hear my humble cry. Oh, why, yeah, enough, now I call it, Savior, do not pass me by. Come on, give him praise. Amen. He says, you have not because you ask not. So if you call on him, he'll hear and answer your cry. Ask Dr. Kimmel if he come and lead us in prayer this morning. Amen. Going to ask that Reverend Gordon, if he would get Luke 1, 31 through 37 for our scripture reading. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, thou be thy name. Yes, thy kingdom come. Will be done on earth as well as in heaven. Father, we come just to say thank you. Thank you, thank you for sending your son over 2,000 years ago and died for our sin, realizing that you didn't have to send him, but you sent him anyway. Now, Father, if I had over 10,000 tongues that couldn't praise you and thank you enough, realize you have kept the deaf angel back one more time from last Sunday to this Sunday. Father, I just want to say thank you. Father, I got so much to thank you for, but Father, can I just stop right here and say thank you and praise you one more time. Thank you, Father, for the one that you put in this vineyard right now, Father. Touch him in a mighty way only you can touch him, Father. We ask you to crown him from the top of his head all the way down to the bottom of his feet. Then, Father, we ask you to touch his companion right now, Father, in the mighty way only you can touch her. Then, Father, we ask you to touch his children right now, Father. We ask you to touch his whole family right now and bless them in the way only you truly can bless them, Father. Because, Father, you've been putting him here a number of years, and he has blessed us with your word, Father. And then, Father, he has guided us because the way you had him to guide us, Father. We just want to say thank you for him, Father. Then, Father, touch every minister here right now, Father. Bless the one that's going to bring the word right now, Father. Touch her in a mighty way only.
Please,
you
Lord.
Can touch her right now, Father.
Yes.
Then, Father, lift her up, Father.
Come
in a mighty way only you can lift her up, Father.
Lord.
Then,
do
Father,
Lord.
Let her be able to spread the word and bring the word only the way you can let her bring the word, Father.
Yes.
Take
yes.
her out of herself and put you in her, Father.
Yes,
that
Lord.
Way where we can cry, we heard the word from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Because you allow her to put it out there, Father.
Thank
then,
you,
Father,
Lord.
Bless the one on the instrument right now, Father.
Do
bless
Lord.
The one
do
in
Lord.
The choir right now, Father.
Yes.
Bless every digging here right now, Father.
Come, Holy
bless
Spirit.
Everyone on the earth right here, Father.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
Everyone here under my weak voice, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Bless the one that want to be here and can't be here, Father.
My Lord.
Bless the one that's out there in the radio line hearing your word, Father.
Yes.
Father, our children right now need you, Father. We realize Satan is after our children right now, Father.
Have
but
mercy.
We know those your children, Father. Throw your arm of protection around the Father.
Yes, Lord.
Some child did not come home last night, Father.
Have mercy.
Father,
have mercy.
Some dead riding up and down the road. Some mother prayed all
have mercy,
night long.
Have mercy.
Father, we looked around. Death is all around us, Father. Death is all calling us right now, Father.
Have mercy.
We need you right now, Jesus.
Come, Holy
More
Spirit.
More than ever, Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
One day, Father,
bless us
when it's all done and I'm able to, you call my name.
Mm-hmm.
I pray that you call, forgive me for all my sins.
Yes,
the
Lord.
Sins I do know and the sins I do not know.
Mm-hmm.
And these things I ask in Jesus' name and pray. I say amen to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. God bless. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Amen. Our sponsor reading is going to be found in John chapter 14. Beginning at verse 1, John chapter 14, beginning at verse 1. And we'll go down to verse number 6. Amen. I'll begin reading at verse 1, and you will follow at verse 2, and we'll read responsively down to verse 6, which we'll read together. Amen. The Gospel of John chapter 14. Beginning at verse 1. Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there ye shall be also. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Verse 6 together. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Thank you. Please remain standing for our scripture reading, Luke chapter 1, verses 31 through 37. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Luke chapter 1, verse 31. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is in the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Give our praise team a hand.
Hallelujah. Come on, anybody came with a praise in their heart and a joy and a praise on their mind. Come on, come on, somebody lift up the name of Jesus. We come to praise him on this morning. We come to give God all the glory. We come to give him all the honor. We come to give him all the praise. We come to acknowledge him. We come to thank him. We come to glorify him. We come to magnify him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and enter into his courts with praise. I need a little bit more of the monitors behind me. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you, Father. We thank you for everything that you have done. We come with the praise on our hearts and a joy in our hearts and our belly. Come on. Everybody clap your hands. Everybody clap your hands.
Everybody clap your hands.
Yeah. Everybody clap your hands.
Everybody clap your hands.
Come on, say. Yeah. I came with praise on my mind. I don't mind letting my light shine. I'll tell the world he's been good to me. If you don't know, heart. If you came with a thank you, Jesus, in your heart, come on and give God the glory.
Man, amen, amen. Praise God. Come to praise him early in the morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. We thank God for this wonderful day that he has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. Amen. To give him all the honor and all the praise. Amen. To our speaker of the hour, Dr. Reed. Amen. And to all of the clergies in the house, we greet all of our officers, our deacons, our deaconesses, mothers, choir ushers, and friends, and first family, and to all of those who are listening in to our broadcast this morning, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, we thank God that he has blessed us to another week. Amen. He's been mighty good to us. His grace and mercy have kept us. Amen. And we thank God for this time. This is the fifth Sunday, and you know, we kind of be laid back on the fifth Sunday. Amen. But still, we come to give God praise. Is that right? Amen. Amen. Beginning on next Sunday, we will begin Black History Month. Amen. And during the month of February, we will be recognizing some of those patriots, amen, that's been on the battlefield for a long time. So we're looking forward to it. If you was here last year, it was an enjoyable time, amen, and we look forward to the same thing again this year, amen. All right, do we have any visitors with us today? Will you please stand, any visitors? Amen. Right, everybody seems to be at home. Good to see Dick in Houston back from Texas. Amen. Louisiana, I'm sorry. Good to have him back with us. Amen. His aunt that passed 101 years old. Praise God. Praise God. So he asks that you keep praying for that family. Amen. All right. Pray for Reverend James and family, if you will. His sister and his niece passed last week, so please keep them lifted in prayer. Also, pray for the White and Bates family, Groucho White. They had his homegoing ceremony on this past Wednesday. Amen. So we thank all of those that was here to share in that and to comfort the family. Mashonda Ruffin. Amen. Her aunt passed in Mississippi. Phyllis, we ask that you pray for that family. Dick and Griffin, he had an aunt that passed. Glad to have him back. Amen. Keep him lifted in prayer, if you will, him and his family. Diggins Brooks, she has some heart problems, so we ask that you please keep her lifted in your prayers. And Deacon and Diggins Kirkendall, their son, we ask that you will continue praying for him. Got a praise report. They took him off the ventilator. Amen. And he's now recovering at home. So we thank God for that. So please continue praying for him. Amen. Amen. All right. And all of those that are on our prayer and concern list, we ask that you just keep lifting them in prayer. Just remember, we're in a partnership. We're here for one another, to love on one another. Amen. And so if we feel that way, then none of us come in here are strangers. We're all in this together because we're ambassadors for the Lord. And we're working for the same cause. Everything that we do, we want to give God glory. Amen. So we ask that you just keep praying. Amen. Trusting as we go ahead in this new year, we know God is going to do great things. For his word tells us, I'm going to do a new thing. Amen. And so I always keep that scripture in mind. Amen. I forget about yesterday. He's going to do a new thing today. Amen. So my expectation that there's no limit what God can do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. All right. We're going to get ready for a word from on high. Amen. This praise team is singing us up. Amen. Sounding good. Amen. Now, so he ready to really praise the Lord. Because he know where the Lord brought him from, all that water he was on. Praise God. Amen. All right, after they sing, the next voice you will hear will be that of Dr. Sadrita Reed. Amen. All the way from Tampa, Florida. Let's praise God for her. Amen. As she come after the choir. So let me do this. I'm sorry while they're getting ready. This is a thank you card. Thank you so much. Your kindness, your concern for my well-being was very comforting and inspiring. May God continue to bless each and every one of the members of New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. This is coming from our own Sister Gloria Williams. Amen. You know, her son passed a couple of weeks ago, and so she's thanking you for all of your calls and concerns for her during her time of bereavement. So thank you so very much. All right. Are y'all ready? I don't sound like y'all ready. Are y'all ready? Get ready for New Hope. Praise team.
Deserves it all. Come on, just lift your hands and worship right there. Anybody believe that all of the glory belongs to you? Somebody just raise your hands and say, my hallelujah. Say you just moan, but we know the Spirit make an intercession on our behalf. Even when we don't know what to pray for, but spiritual moanings and groanings, the Holy Spirit make an intercession for us.
To God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Come on, he worthy. He worthy. He worthy. All of the praise, all of the glory belongs to him. Praise God. Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah. My hallelujah,
yeah,
belongs,
yeah,
to you.
Yes.
Woo. Come on now. He says, sing it, sing it. I don't want to run y'all out of here before I preach.
Yes.
A word from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Trust confidently in him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to him. For God is our refuge. Psalm 62:8. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All of our hallelujah, all of the praise belong to you. You are so worthy. Thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. God, we pray for everyone who is listening, those who are here, that they have taken their time out to make you a priority. May they be blessed 100-fold and their families also. God, thank you for this privilege to stand before your saints and those who have not accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, to impart a word to them, that I have received from you. God, you increase and I decrease. Speak through and around me, Holy Spirit. Give us spiritual ears to hear your sweet voice. Oh God, that we hide your word in our hearts that we might not sin against you. That we allow your holy word to transform us more and more into your precious son, Jesus' image. For God, we thank you. For you're able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond anything that we ask or think by the power of your Spirit working in and through us. God, we receive it in the precious blood of Jesus. God, we believe. believe it and we pray it in Jesus' name. The name that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. The name that is above every name. All authority and power given to him by God our Father. Amen and amen. Woo, y'all know how to mess a person up. Mess a person up. Out of the passage of scriptures that were read, we're just going to do one passage of scripture. And it's Luke verse 37. Luke 1 verse 37. And I'm reading the Amplified. For with God, nothing is or ever shall be impossible. For with God, nothing is or ever shall be impossible. You may take your seat to God our Father, Jesus our Savior, Holy Spirit our Comforter, to Pastor Steed. Thank you for this opportunity. To the deacons, deaconesses, officers, members, friends, visitors, those who are on the virtual, all of us here at the great New Hope Missionary Baptist Church in big old Powder Springs, Georgia. I don't know how the Lord brought me here, but God. So I praise God. And again, thank you, Pastor Steve, for this opportunity. Ooh, let me just take a moment. This choir, I'm going to say it's a choir, because he said where two or three are gathered, there he's in the midst. Okay. And I just want to congratulate our organist, our minister of music. If you have not seen the movie, A Christmas Prayer, Mr. Movie Star is in it. Woo! I don't know why he didn't call me and tell me. I was in Florida, and I had to come back here to find out. My, my, my. I'm giving his flowers while he can smell them. This is only the beginning, and the next movie, I'm going to be in there with him. Okay? He said, you have it because you have not because you ask not. So it's already done. Don't leave me. So I guess I need to start coming to choir rehearsal. We'll see what thus says the Lord. Woo! Laughter is good for the soul. God laughs at me all the time. He say, you special. Woo! From the passage of scripture that I just read, I've chosen the title, God Specializes. God Specializes. There is an old familiar church song, as Pastor Steve can say, church song entitled God Specializes. Some of the lyrics are, and I'm not going to sing it, have you any rivers that seem uncrossable? And have you any mountains that you cannot tunnel through? God specializes in things thought impossible. And he will do no other power but the holy power can do. Now I'm going to stop right there. We're going to come back to that, but I want you to hold on to that, okay? So God specializes. On Monday, January the 2nd, 2023, during the Monday night football, NFL football game, we saw Damar Hamlin, an American football safety for the Buffalo Bills, collapse during the first quarter of the game. In the beginning. And they were playing against the Cincinnati Bengals. That incident brought all of those big old football players, everybody in that stadium, to the knees of praying. God had a prayer service in that Coliseum, and it extended out into the other people of the city, of the country, of the world. When God does what God does, he does it exceedingly and abundantly beyond our imagination. So they realized they needed a divine intervention that could only come from God. Because anytime you go into cardiac arrest, you're a goner. If they don't get to you soon enough, you are a goner. But God. Hanlon's number is the number 3. The number 3 is the divine number. God our Father, Jesus our Savior, Holy Spirit our Comforter. It is also the number of harmony, wisdom, and understanding. It is also the number of time, past, present, future, birth, life, death, beginning, middle, end. God heals. He is still blessing us with miracles and miracles and miracles every day. Will you please play the video?
None of my brothers have closed out a strong winning season. As I continue to make so much progress recovering, I think it's finally a good time to share a few things. I think it was important for me to wait and speak publicly at the right time, as it was just a lot to process within my own self, mentally, physically, even spiritually. It's just been a lot to process, but I can't tell you how appreciative I am of all the love, all the support, and everything that's just been coming in my way. What happened to me on Monday Night Football, I feel, is a direct example of God using me as a vessel to share my passion and my love directly from my heart with the entire world. And now I'm able to give it back to kids and communities all across the world who need it the most. And that's always been my dream. That's always been what I stood for and what I'll continue to stand for. And with that being said, I want to thank a few people who helped me most directly to get back to this moment, to where I'm able to speak to you. The Bills training, athletic, and medical staff, notably Nate, Denny, Joe Mika, Tabani, Dr. Bassan, Dr. White, Dr. Kim, Dr. Mark Feinberg, Joe Collins, Dr. Daz, Marissa, Dr. Musio, Corey Revlin, and last but not least, I can't forget Kels. The University of Cincinnati Medical Center, starting with Dr. Timothy Pritz, Dr. William Knight, and all the first responders who acted swiftly and skillfully to save my life. To all the medical personnel and healthcare providers at both Cincinnati Medical Center and Buffalo General Hospital, Dr. Jamie Nadler, Dr. Ken Snyder, Dr. Levy, and Dr. Chi Kim. To my mom and my dad, who are literally my anchors and my everything, who never left my side the entire time. To my little bro, who is my why, my reason why I strive to be my best self every day. And to all my family and friends who supported me in many ways during this time, whether it was showing up for visits or just a single text just to check on how I was doing. To Bills Mafia, I just want to thank you so much for the genuine love and support. Ever since I became a Buffalo Bill, it's been nothing but genuine love and support, not even only for me, but everyone's situation, no matter what it was. It was, you know, Bills Mafia jumped behind it and gave 110% support, love, no matter the situation. And, you know, with this happening to me, I didn't feel anything short of the love. And it really helped me stay encouraged to get through the toughest moments and the toughest times. I really can't thank you enough. To the entire Bills organization, my brothers who made it a priority to lift me up spiritually, mentally, and in every way possible, reaching out every day, seeing how I was doing, calling, texting, you know, just checking up on me no matter the situation. I'm proud to be a part of this team. I'm proud to be able to call you guys my brothers. To the city of Cincinnati, the Bengals, and the entire NFL, just for putting team allegiance aside to root for one kid's life, and just the humanity of a player, you know, that's wearing Buffalo Blue. You put humanity above team loyalty. You showed the world unity over division. I'm not surprised by it, but I'm deeply grateful, and I'll be forever thankful and indebted to that. to all the kids who sent me letters and heartwarming gifts. You mean the world to me. You made my day every day. You inspire me to keep dreaming big and to just continue to keep helping making this world a better place. It's always been important for me to be a role model, but just seeing the love and the support from the youth, it just makes me want to, you know, give back and get out in the communities and touch the kids and just be that example that they can look to, touch, feel, talk to, and know that whatever they dream of, it's real. It can happen if you stay focused, stay dedicated, stay committed to whatever you got going on, you know, because that's pretty much what got me here. That's what got me in this position. Thank you to everyone who donated in any type of way to the Chasing Limbs Foundation. My mind is literally blown away from all the support. I don't even have the words to express the gratitude for the amount of support that was given into that. That was something that was started even way before I made it to the NFL. Something that was started small just to be able to affect my small community back at home, McKees Rocks. I just wanted to be able to play my role and do my part in my community as I ventured off and to chase my dreams of making the NFL. And you guys have just took that and blown it away, and I'm so excited for the things that I have planned in the future for these kids all across the country now. Well, I'm so thankful to everybody. I know that it isn't enough just to be thankful. This is just the beginning of the impact that I wanted to have on the world, and with God's guidance, I will continue to do wonderful and great things. I couldn't do this without any of the support and the love, and I can't wait to continue to take y'all on this journey with me.
God is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond anything that we ask. He is our healer. He is still doing miracles every day. Can you imagine? Can you only imagine the magnitude of that particular incident when the Bible says all things work together for the good of those who love him and those who called according to his purpose? It is impossible for God to do nothing. It is impossible for God to do nothing. So God specializes. We pray, but we don't believe that God for a miracle. Let me say that again. Sometimes we pray, but we don't believe God for a miracle. God does not do nothing when you pray. Miracles are knocking on the door. God is not waiting on us. Let's open the door to miracles. Let's open the door to healing. Let's open the door to signs and wonders. The only way that you will have nothing from God when you pray and believe God for your miracle is if you accept nothing. Sometimes you have to live in nothing. You pray one time and nothing happens. You got to keep praying. Elijah prayed 7 times and the rain came. Check it out in 1 Kings chapter 17 through 19. So you have to speak what you seek until you see what you say. Let me give you that again. You got to speak what you seek until you see what you say. God is sovereign. He orchestrates the events of your life and my life. No matter what is going on in your life, you can trust God with every fiber of your being. In 2 Peter 3:18, we're instructed, but grow spiritually mature in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory, honor, majesty, splendor, both now and to the day of eternity. Growing in grace means it's all about trusting Jesus in the good times, in the bad times, at all times. Let me give you that again. Growing in grace is all about trusting Jesus in the good times, in the bad times, all the times. Faith doesn't take you out of the problem. Faith takes you through the problem. Faith doesn't always take away the pain. Faith gives you the ability to handle the pain. Faith doesn't always take you out of the storm. Faith calms you in the midst of the storm. Faith is seeing light when your heart, all with your heart, when all you see with your eyes is darkness. Faith hears the unheard. Faith sees the unseen. Faith feels the unfelt. Faith is saying what God says about you and seeing what God is sees in you and in your situation. Faith enables us to follow God, obey Him, and endure hardship. Our relationship with God strengthens as we continually learn more about Him and His ways. He gives us the privilege of participating in His work here on earth. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says that He has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That's bringing others out of darkness into the marvelous light. Right there in that same passage area, He tells us that we are Christ's ambassadors. And as ambassadors, we are His representative. We should be careful not to downplay the seriousness of sin because it offends our wrathful God. And believers need to live in light. God provides everything we need to fulfill His purpose for us. And all we have to do is to respond. God specializes. Isaiah 41:10 says, and I'm reading from the Living Bible version, "Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand." Also in that same chapter, verse 13, "I am holding you by your right hand. I, the Lord your God, and I say to you, don't be afraid. I am here to help you." Isaiah 59 says, "Listen now, the Lord isn't too weak to save you. He isn't getting deaf. He can hear you when you call." The hand of God is His provision, His protection, and His power. God's hand is always moving you forward. God's hand is always giving you favor. God's hand is always stretched out to bless you and to make a way for you. Watch this. In Isaiah 43, verse 26, God said, "Put me in remembrance." Put me in remembrance. It's not that God forgot His word. He already knows what He has said, but He wants to be sure that you remember what He said. He wants to be sure that you remember what He said. When we go to God with His word, it builds our faith. Check it out. It brings about a change. Moses did. He put God in remembrance of His word in Exodus chapter 32, verses 11 through 14. Here is what God says about your problems. "I will be with you in times of trouble. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be still and know that I am God. Fear not, for I am with you." So start calling yourself what God calls you. In Isaiah 43, verse 1, He says, "But now thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Woo! Come on, Jesus. Now he take possession of us, and we ought to take possession of the position that we have in Christ Jesus. Watch this, the favor of God. Lord, makes me the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. I am blessed coming in and blessed going out. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. God has great plans for me. I am filled with hope for a great future. Jesus loves me with an everlasting love. Start saying what God says about you. Take possession of your position in Christ Jesus. He goes on to tell us vast improvements are coming quickly in every phase of my life. I walk in the favor of God. Therefore, things always work out for my good. New doors of opportunity are opening for me. I am blessed everywhere I go and in everything I am involved in. You got it? Divine healing is mine. I am healed in every area of my life. My mind, my body, my soul, my spirit, my finances, my relationships. God is causing divine healing to flow to me. My cup is running over with divine healing. Then you got to come back and say, I believe, I receive it, and I release most holy faith to bring it to pass. Bruce Lee said, don't speak, and you know Bruce Lee, the karate man? I used to take karate lessons with my sons, Kenny and Derry. That was one of our family times together. Don't ask me why I participated. They may pass the white belt, and I'm gonna leave that there. I love Bruce Lee, and I like action movies, so I used to love to watch him. Now I couldn't even kick. So I don't do karate, I do kareza, okay? But anywho, Bruce Lee said, don't speak negatively about yourself, even as a joke. Your body doesn't know the difference. Words have energy and cast spells. That's why it's called spelling. Change the way you speak about yourself and you change your life. What you are changing, what you're not changing, you're also choosing. What you're not changing, you're also choosing. Above all, God said in Matthew chapter 12, 36, Jesus said, but I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will have to give an account for every careless or useless word they speak. Check it out. Now, the reason why you can trust God is because he is always with you. He thinks about you. He will fight for you. He is your refuge. He knows you by name. He knows the plans he has for you. In Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Now these two verses form a doxology or praise to God, in which Paul points out that God can do exceedingly abundantly above anything we may ask. Neither God's love or his power is limited by human imagination. Let me give you that again. Neither God's love or his power is limited by human imagination. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, it reads, for all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Every day of your life, please hear me clearly. I want you to encourage yourself by declaring blessings over your life. Remember, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So it's important that you declare the blessings. Just know it's your choice. It's your choice. No one can make you believe in Jesus. The choice is yours and yours alone. Your parents can't decide for you, nor can your closest friends. A church leader or an evangelist is powerless to coerce a decision that must come from deep within your heart. Belief in Jesus is more than just mentally acknowledging that he is the Savior, the Son of God, who was born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, died a sacrificial death for our sins, and God got him up out of the grave on the third day. Belief involves entrusting our souls and lives to Jesus Christ. That happens only when we accept God's free gift of salvation. Check it out in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. That walk in them is not just, that's living in him every day, every second of every day, every moment of every day, moment by moment, God. But to receive it, we must tell him that we need and want his forgiveness and the new spiritual life he offers. If you have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, take a step of faith, a step based on good reason. Tell God that you believe in his son. Tell him that you need the salvation he offers and that you acknowledge him as Savior and Lord. Then rejoice. Paul said, rejoice. Again, I say, rejoice. Rejoice always. Rejoice because Jesus died a cruel, sacrificial death for our sins. Rejoice because Jesus was buried in a tomb for 3 days. Rejoice that because on the third day, God got Jesus up out of the grave, giving him all power and authority. Rejoice that God has given Jesus the seat of honor on the right-hand side of his throne. Rejoice that every day, those of you who have accepted by faith Jesus as your Lord and Savior, God our Father sees us through the blood of Jesus. Every day, all day long, even when we fail, God sees us through the blood of Jesus. So when you release your faith in the finished, complete, and perfect work of Jesus at the cross, every knee must bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. This means that every demon has to flee. Remember, we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers of darkness. That's why you've got to use the sword of the Spirit, which is our offensive weapon. That is the Word of God. Satan doesn't have the Holy Spirit, so he can't read our minds. We've got to put it in the atmosphere. Every time God spoke, it came to pass. When Jesus was tempted by Satan, he said, "It is written." You got to put it in the atmosphere. That knocks him down. That slaps him around. Jesus in his own self. So this means that every demon has to flee. Thank you. Rejoice because you receive all that Jesus suffered and died for you to enjoy, such as health, such as health, healing, wholeness for your bodies, for your spirits, for your minds, provision, protection, all of his blessings. Woo, come on, Jesus. You and Jesus live just live. I'm sorry. You and Jesus live not just with each other, but also in each other. Let me give you that again. You and Jesus, usins, okay? And Jesus, he lives not only with us, but in us. Every step you take, every word you speak, every breath you breathe, all of it is done in Jesus' watchful, embracing presence. The more aware of Jesus that you are, the more alive and complete you will feel. Let me give you that again. The more aware of Jesus that you are, the more alive and more complete you will feel. You can rise up and walk no matter what is going on, how bad it may feel, how bleak it may be. God said, fear not, nor be afraid, for I am with you and he's in you. So we walk by faith and not by sight, so we can ride on. So thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. It is impossible. It is impossible. It is impossible for God to do nothing. Hallelujah. God specializes. Oh, I'm supposed to sing a little bit. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to sing. Thank you. God be the glory. Woo! God specializes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. God specializes. Yeah. Praise God.
Yes, yes. Praise him. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Belongs to him. impossible for God to do nothing.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Give Dr. Reed a hand for that dynamic message. God specializes. He can do what no other can do. Isn't it a blessing to know that you've got someone that you can lean and depend on? Come on, give her another hand if you will. Praise God. Amen. Come unto Jesus while you have time. Get in a hurry right now and just come. Come on unto Jesus. Make up your mind. He will make your life brand new. Take care of you. Just come, come to Jesus. Oh, while you have time. The door of the church is open if there be one today that have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. This is your opportunity to give your life over to the Lord. The Bible plainly says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That's what Dr. Reed was preaching about this morning. When Christ gets inside of you, he makes changes in you. The way you act, amen, the way you serve. Will you receive him today as your personal Savior? Come by letter, Christian Experience Canada Baptism. The Lord says, whosoever will, let him come. Will there be one today who would like to give their life over to the Lord? If there's one, will you come? Will you come? Will you come? Well, perhaps everyone in here is saved, but there might be those who are listening in to our broadcast. We want to invite you to Christ today. You can receive him right there where you are. All you have to do is pray to him and ask him to forgive you of your sins and to own you as his child. Will you pray with me today? Dear Lord, I come to thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. I confess that I have done wrong. Please forgive me. Take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, stir up the gift that is in me that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. I say to you, get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in the Word of God. Perhaps there are those of you who are here today, amen, been carrying a heavy load all weekend. You want to let go and let God have his way. There's an opportunity right now for you to release it. Release it. He says, casting all your cares upon me because I care it for you. If you are that type or that in that position today that you just want to release something, something that's been keeping you awake all night long, now it's time to turn it over to him. The Bible says he neither slumber nor sleep. So if God gonna stay up all night long, you might as well go to sleep and put it in his hands and let him handle it. So if you're that person today, just stretch forth your hands toward the altar and say, Lord, here it is. Here it is. I give it to you right now. Praise God. I'm going to ask Reverend Gordon, if he come, lead us in prayer today as we release our troubles, our cares, our sickness. Amen. So we can receive healing. Pray for those there. Amen. That was I believe it was Memphis, Tennessee. Is that right? Where the young man was killed by 5 police officers. Let's pray for those families. Pray for the situation that God will turn things around. Amen. Let's pray. Amen. If they have to protest, that they do it peacefully. Amen. So let's keep them in your prayers. Even those that committed to act, pray for their souls. Amen. That God will change their hearts and minds. Let us pray with Reverend Gordon.
Father God, we come before you this morning, Lord.
Here we are, Lord.
We come before you as humble as we know how,
yes,
Father.
Yes, yes.
And we want to first give you all the glory and all the
Hallelujah.
Honor, Lord.
Thank
because
you.
It all belongs to you.
Yes, Lord.
So, Father, as we hear, just saying thank you, Lord,
thank
for
you.
Our uprising this morning,
yes, Lord.
Lord. We also say thank you, Lord, for what health and what strength that we do have in our mm-hmm. bodies right now.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And Father God, I know, Lord, that everyone here under the sound of my voice have a need, Father God.
My Lord.
They are standing here, Father God, whether they have a prayer for themselves mm-hmm. or just standing here as an intercessory prayer warrior.
My Lord. My
but
Lord.
Right now, Father, you know the request of your people. You know
yes.
the needs,
yes,
Father
yes,
God.
Yes.
And I know right now in this moment, Lord, mm-hmm. that the healer is here. So I pray now, Father God,
yes.
for all those who stand in the way of
yes,
healing, Lord,
Lord, yes, Lord,
that you will heal Lord,
today, Lord.
Save, Lord, and sanctify and fill them with your precious Holy
Lord,
Ghost. I'm not asking that you just heal their body, Lord,
mm-hmm.
but I pray now that you will deliver them and save them.
Yes,
what
Lord.
Good is a healed body
mm-hmm.
that when the soul goes to heaven?
My Lord,
so I
mercy.
Pray, Father God, that you will do what only you can by
yes,
divine intervention,
yes.
Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I know, Lord, that some standing here with troubles on their heart and their mind and don't know how they're going to make it out,
mm-hmm.
Lord. But I know that you are a way maker, Father God. So I pray now, Lord, that you open doors, Father God, that no man can close, Lord. I'm asking, Father God, that you will touch and give favor and wisdom and knowledge for all those that seek it, Father God.
Mm-hmm.
Those that are praying for loved ones,
yes,
Lord. I ask
yes.
now, Lord, that you answer that prayer,
mm-hmm.
that you will deliver them, that you will protect them,
yes,
Lord, that you will
Lord.
Lead
yes,
and guide them, Father,
yes.
like only you can. We just ask, Father, whatever the need
whatever,
is,
Lord,
you
whatever.
Know it, Father God. Whether it's financial,
yes.
Lord, I pray,
move,
Father
Lord,
God,
move.
For financial, physically,
mm-hmm.
emotionally, socially, in any other way that you know that they need, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Be
yes,
there
Lord.
For them, Father God.
Uh-huh.
Help them go through, Father,
yes.
the trials and tribulations.
Uh-huh.
And let them lay their burdens here on the altar, Lord.
My
that
Lord.
When they walk away, Lord, they're feeling free, Lord. They know, Father, that you were the Lord, the great I am.
Yes.
And
yes.
you did it all by yourself.
Yes, Lord.
We just pray for every member here, the ones that are here, the ones that aren't here,
mm-hmm.
Father God. Touch them right
touch
now,
them
Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Even those that just may be in a sick bed,
yes, Lord.
Lord. You know where they are, Father God. We pray for Pastor Steed, Lord. Continue to touch him, Lord.
Please,
continue
Lord.
To give him vision and provision,
mm-hmm.
Father God. I ask, Lord, that you not only bless him and his family, Lord, but just continue to help New Hope to be a pillar in the community,
yes.
Lord, to be what the beacon of light should be in a dark world that we live in.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. It is in Jesus' mighty and awesome name
yes.
we say, thank God and amen. Give
amen.
God some praise
amen.
This
praise
morning.
Praise God. Praise
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank God for that wonderful prayer and that wonderful word this morning. I know you've been blessed. Amen. Now that you have been in touch with the Lord, that's where your blessing comes from. When you get in touch with God, give this praise team a hand. Sing so beautiful this morning. Our musicians, give them a hand. Praise God. All of our ministers, our ushers, give them a hand if you will. Amen. God bless you. We pray that you continue having a wonderful, wonderful day and week. Amen. Just look at somebody and say, I'm glad to see you. Glad to see you. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, hold my hands while I run this race. Oh, Lord, hold my hand while I run this race. Oh, Lord, hold my hand. Yeah, while I run this race. Oh, I don't want to run this race in vain. That's what you ought to tell him as you go through this week. Lord, guide my feet. Lord, guide my feet. Yeah, while I run this race. Oh, Lord, guide my feet. Yeah, yeah, while. Oh, Lord, Lord, guide my feet. Praise God, praise God. Amen, amen. I thought we'd just throw that out there to you. As we go through the week, if we just put God in front of us, amen, we will make it through. Hallelujah. Let us look to the Lord. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, God bless you. Don't forget Sunday school, 9:30 downstairs, virtual. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day and week. We love you. Love you, Mama.